USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has impeached President Trump for a second time, approving a charge of incitement of insurrection by a 232-197 vote. 10 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with all Democrats to approve the articles. Representative Kat Kamick did not vote for impeachment. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that today's vote was far from the work that Congress should be doing. Nor is it helping to unite the country.
We have got to get our economy back on track, recover from COVID. Hundreds of thousands of businesses have gone under. We have real work to do, and there is nothing about today that was productive. There was nothing in the way of healing. There was nothing unifying about it. It's upsetting, of course, but we have to be bigger and we have to be better than what has happened here in the last 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60 day money back guarantee, 10 year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will face charges as part of an investigation into the Flint water crisis. Snyder was charged Wednesday with 2 counts of willful neglect of duty, the first time the governor or former governor of that state has been charged with a crime related to their time in office. The charges stem from a decision made by his administration to change the source of Flint, Michigan's water supply, leading to pipe corrosion and lead contamination, and eventually to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease that killed 12 people. And another COVID vaccine is showing promise, as Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot showed promising results in early phase trials. In data reported Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the vaccine appeared to be safe, with immune responses shown in both elderly and younger volunteers. Data from the company's larger phase 3 trial is expected to come later this month. A third approved vaccine would be welcome in bolstering a vaccination operation that many health officials have said has been too slow. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine would simplify some areas of logistics, as only one dose is required, and it doesn't need to be stored at sub-zero temperatures when shipped. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now on the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To the American people, what good comes from impeaching President Trump after he's out of office? That's an unconstitutional attack on the presidency. It will divide the country. It will incite violence. To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
And hockey returned Wednesday night as the NHL kicked off a shortened 56-game season. On opening night, the Philadelphia Flyers handled their cross-state rivals, the Pittsburgh Penguins, 6-3, and the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning blew out the Chicago Blackhawks 5-1. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.